AP Radio News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. The government says the economy grew between July and September by a strong 3.5%. That is the fastest pace of growth in 2 years. It's a big improvement over the numbers at the start of the year, but the experts do not expect this growth spurt to last. Markets on Wall Street open in about a half hour. The search is intensifying in Germany and around Europe for Anas Amri, the suspect in the truck attack in Berlin. The AP's Frank Jordans reports a lot of areas have been searched. So far, no arrests.
He was in the country for more than a year, after all, and will have been in contact with various people, including at the refugee shelters that he lived in.
The Christmas market where the attack took place has reopened in Berlin. Donald Trump's campaign manager, Kellyanne Conway, will have a job at the White House, counselor to the president. Here's the AP's Mark Smith.
Trump brought the 49-year-old pollster on to run his campaign in August at a time it seemed to be floundering, and she quickly became a top surrogate.
He ran because he loves you. He believes in giving voice and visibility to the forgotten man and the forgotten woman.
Now Conway's the first woman ever to manage a successful White House campaign. The president-elect says in the West Wing, Conway will help shape his message, a role she's already played during the transition, where she's not only sparred often with reporters, she's earned herself a recurring role in skits on Saturday Night Live. Mark Smith at the White House.
6 days after 36 people died in a fire at an underground music party in Oakland, California, inspectors in Los Angeles shut down a makeshift nightclub hidden in a warehouse. Donald Castle owns another nightclub in L.A. He understands.
There could be more of these tragedies based on spaces that weren't properly permitted and operating with very dangerous conditions.
For the second day in a row, the Alaska Volcano Observatory issued its highest alert level for aviation. A volcano erupted for a second time. This is AP Radio News. The penalty phase is over in the California trial of a man who killed four women.
Jurors in Santa Ana, California, have recommended a death sentence for a sex offender who abducted and killed four women over 6 months while wearing an electronic monitoring device. A judge will make the final decision in February on whether 47-year-old Stephen Dean Gordon should face capital punishment for his crimes. Gordon was convicted last week of killing four women with ties to prostitution in 2012 and 2013. He confessed his role in the slayings to police and represented himself at trial. I'm Sandy Kozel.
Cindy Stoll's six-day run on TV's Jeopardy ended with last night's broadcast. She won more than $103,000. Stoll died of cancer just days before the first episode aired. Some of the money she won was donated to cancer research. Cindy Stoll taped the episodes in August and September while battling stage 4 colon cancer. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.